filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
This is episode 12 on the 24th of August 2005. And
yep.
Joined here again with Scobie.
Hello.
And Planet Lave and a few other people in IRC.
Hello to the people in IRC.
Hello. And it's going to be another fun-filled, fun-packed show for you tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have another good show.
Of which there's some considerable work that's gone on in the background with content and such like.
Yeah.
Of which we're not going to reveal at all tonight's show. It's all a secret.
Let's start off with discussing the meetings, the fan meetings.
Okay.
Well, you're going to be doing the London meetings, aren't you? You're
that's correct.
And, was it like once every, twice a month?
Yeah.
Sounds true. I'll need to try and get a few people together in Glasgow, you know, see if we can get a Scotland meeting going. Which would be fun. Because the 2600 meeting up here isn't really active. I mean, next Friday is the first time it's been active since June, so I'm going to try and see what I can do about that. We have t-shirts.
Yeah, we have, basically I have purchased a number of t-shirts that I will be going out, that will be given out as presents, so actually to people who deserve it.
We deserve it.
Which are currently the people that started this show, who I think is me, Scobie, and Planet Lave.
There's also going to be there's got to be quite a few designs, probably about, what, four or five? You know, have a nice variety.
Yeah.
Just do that, and we'll be giving them away at the 2600 meetings. But if you can't make it to the 2600 meeting, then we will be selling them on a store, on an online store that's been set up. We're also going to be selling stuff like stickers and other swag, so that's going to be fun. And you can have our faces on your coffee mugs in the morning.
Yeah, you can have our faces. I think we should do, like, me, Scobie, and Planet going, yay, on the coffee mug. That will be good.
So, it's just like the 3 years putting my hands up and all that.
Yeah, wake up to us in the morning.
Good morning, Hacksaws.
Good morning, Leadsaws. You can drink your cough sores.
God,
that would be quite funny.
Last night's show was quite long, wasn't it?
It was. It stretched over 1 hour and 45 minutes, I believe.
It didn't seem like it. It just seemed like a normal hour.
It did, yeah. But that always happens.
Yeah. Because I kept writing on about things and stuff.
Yeah.
The t-shirts and all that, if people can't make them with 2600 meetings, the store should be set up during about October. The orders will be placed either next week or the week after, and we'll start to take orders in October.
That sounds good.
Yeah, because Nitty buying bulk, so we'll be making around about 50 of each design.
Yeah.
So, and if I can't really find anywhere that would do it for a good price, I mean, I've already got one place that would I think it's like a fiver to make them.
Cool.
You know, if they don't allow us to do it, I think that's a fiver for 100, I'm not too sure.
Right.
But if it turns out to be too dear, then we'll just make them myself, like get the printer and then get the iron-ons and all that.
Okay. That sounds dangerous.
Nah, not really.
As for stickers. We'll be giving out over the next few months free stuff, 2600 meetings, hacker voice meetings, and everything.
Yeah.
Just so you can be proud to know that we are bringing back the hacking scene to the UK, and also to know that we care and that you care as well, so you can spread the news on your chest.
Yeah. There's also got to be packs of 20 stickers available with our logo on the site, that way you can just stick it everywhere.
Yeah.
Let people know. Buses and old grannies' backs and fuck knows what else.
Spread the news.
Yeah. Like I said, that'll be October. But if anyone has any suggestions or ideas in terms of slogans or designs and that, let us know. Our contact details are on our website at hackervoice.co.uk.
Definitely do send us an email or drop in live on the show.
Yeah, call in.
Call in. We are currently running a dual system now where if one call system fails, we can always back up on the other one, and you are free to call during the show at any time.
Our number is 0121-288-2554. And you can also jump on IRC, have a gab with us.
Yeah, and our channel is HBR on any Dalnet server.
Yeah. Should we move on to news?
Yeah, well, let's do the news. Now, what do you want to...
You take the Cockney one, because that'll be funny.
Okay, let me just adjust my microphone so I can actually see the screen while I'm doing this. Do you want to talk about something for a few seconds?
Yeah. One of the news stories is that a Finnish security executive has been arrested over a bank hack. The data security chief at the Helsinki branch of financial services firm GE Money has been arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to steal €200,000 from the firm's online bank account. The 26-year-old allegedly copied passwords in a bank software onto a laptop used by accomplices to siphon off money from an unnamed bank. Well, it isn't really a hacker, it's just somebody stealing stuff.
It's a thief.
Hang on a second.
We have disturbances in the force. Currently my phone is going off. And Scobie's being disturbed. So
yeah, sorry about that, but
that's fine. So let's drop into this news that we have. Cockney suits abuse fucking email. It's taken a while, but email security firm ClearSwift has discovered that Londoners are the worst in the UK when it comes to effing and blinding in emails. Using emails to slag people off and blinding emails binning emails they want to keep the lid on. In fact, average corporate Cockney sparra comes out the worst in every single email outrage category, except one. The facts are these. 1/3 of these current occupying desk space within the sounds of bow bells admitted to giving it some verbal in their electronic communications. Compared with just 1/5 of the Anglic North, 19% have used email to criticise a colleague, and core blimey governor, 26% are likely to delete emails they don't want to go to the wild. The national average for letter misdemeanours is 16% per person or email or something like that. However, 1% of pearly suits say that they're grassed someone up for abusing email against 2% national average. Spot on, mate. There are also some age-gender differences to be gleaned from the ClearSwift's probe of 2,000 desk jockeys. I like that word, desk jockey. I am a desk jockey. Younger employees are 5 times more likely than their generic... I'm reading this. Over 55 colleagues to brag about the emails and later regret. Notably, after a heavy night of sauce. And 5% of geezers admit that... Did you write this yourself?
No, it was coffee pasty from America.
Fucking hell. Admitted to deliberately emailing intellectual property or private information outside their company. Whereas partly one of the percent of Chapesses faced fast up to the activity. Naturally, there's some mileage to be had out of this latter defense of the realm chiller stat. And Claire Swift led Whistle John Lee warns the statistic is particularly concerning. Their blunt disregard for the very information which gives their employees complete disadvantage and keeps their respondents in a job. 5% might not sound like a lot, but when you're considering that it equals to 41 people in this research sample, that potentially is up 41 businesses whose confidential information is being leaked to competitors. Imagine how large the figure could be when you look at the entire working population. That is one fucking large figure. Yeah. Yes, we're looking at ourselves up right to the eyes and thinking about it. John continues, oh god, companies must ensure that they have clearly communicated emails, use of policies, and place and deposit robust email filtering software to enforce them and monitor huge amounts of emails entering and leaving the organization. This is a big problem. Otherwise, businesses are exposing themselves to legal ramifications and acute embarrassment of cozy leaks. Law and mercy, God bless, John, but could you point us in the direction of a company which sells robust email filtering software? Yes, I know a few. When you do suss it out, get on the trumpet and give us a bell down the rubber-dub-dub. And where can be fencing some moody intellectual property to a bloke called Vince the Face for a pony and a couple of Don Wivies at Tarmac, old China? I think that was the worst news I've ever actually read out.
That's why I told you to read that.
I've never read anything with so many mistakes before in my entire radio show career.
By the way, that was actually edited down.
Oh god. I am sweating now after that.
I bet.
Yeah. God.
See, when I read that, I thought they were taking the piss, but
yeah.
I think they are taking the piss. They weren't.
Ah,
oh, dear. I actually looked at it.
So, what do you think about that?
41% of people sent in intellectual property about their competitors. That's a lot.
That is a lot, and it is scary stuff when you look at it.
Right, you are an IT manager, right?
As I said. Yes.
Do you have email filtering software to stop people from doing stuff like that?
Nope.
Do you monitor the emails?
Yes.
Good. Have you ever found anything like that?
Not as far as I know.
That's good then.
Yeah.
Because you don't want people like, you know, leaking stuff out that you don't want.
It is a problem. Let's say somebody is kind of pissed off and just sends out an email containing all the username and passwords in the company or something along those lines. It's scary stuff for executives and scary stuff for IT managers, because it's you who is going to jail and not the person, because you're responsible now. The law has changed, so do take action.
Yeah, I mean, it was 100 people that they surveyed, and 41% of them, you know, said that they'd be leaking confidential information.
Yeah.
It is frightening.
Sure. So, Telewest follows NTL's 10 megabit broadband lead. Now, I myself enjoy increases of speed. Telewest is following the lead of NTL by increasing broadband access to 10 meg. From next month, the cable company is upgrading its network on a region-by-region basis. The work is expected to be completed early next year. Once completed, Qantas, currently hooked up to Telewest's entry-level 25k service, will see their speed increased to 2 meg. Good stuff. Those currently hook up to 1 meg will see the increase to 4 meg, while the rest will get full 10 meg. Very sexy. Prices will remain the same, which means 10 meg should only cost about £35 a month. And I have to say, cable is stable, said Eric Twerrett. No, that's me that was saying it. Anyway, Teddy West, president of COO, have been a few ISPs making fuss about 2 meg service recently, but the Optimus presents the maximum speed that it can offer at the moment. Now, ADSL is limited to a 10 meg service, as far as I know, depending on where you are, how far away you live from the exchange.
It's actually 8 meg.
Yeah.
But if you're within, I think it's a couple hundred meters, maybe even closer, then you might be able to get 10 meg, but you have to use an Ethernet ADSL modem.
Sure.
Because standard USB ADSL modems
do not work.
Not just that, they're only capable of 8 meg.
That's right.
So.
Now, moving on with this, we're making 2 meg our minimum speed, and we'll also be offering a choice of affordable 4 and 10 meg services for more demanding internet users. Like me. What's more, our customers will be able to make full use of extra bandwidth because it won't be introducing caps and now speeds will be available across the network. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds very cool.
And Intel's cable network is actually pretty shit, but Telewest is actually nice. They operate a good cable network.
NTL is worse than Bulldog.
Yeah.
Bulldog customer service, there is no customer service. They don't exist. I've never spoken to a customer service representative. Tell you the truth. Uh-huh. I've called them many, many times.
There's actually a story I saw about that earlier today that they're actually being investigated by Ofcom.
That's very true. I got a call this morning at work by Ofcom to do an interview with me on the phone to ask me loads of questions about my service with Bulldog Broadband. Which was interesting, because I love these calls. I love calls from companies. I really like them, because it gives me a chance to speak my mind. And legally, they have to record this and write it down, which is great fun, because I can say anything I want and not be stopped. And I love to speak my mind, so I really did give them a piece of my mind. And the guy was very nice.
But it's talking about Bulldog, is their service actually, not their customer service, but their service actually good.
The service is okay. It's fast, okay. But it's okay. I'm not saying it's great. It's better than everything else, if you take it, you know, compare it to speeds and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, if I was saying it was any worse, I'd be dropping 2 times during a live show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm not, which is good, which is what you want to expect from an ADSL provider.
Yeah. The ISP I'm on just now, I mean, I've never had any problems with that, and I've got top-notch customer service.
Cool.
The only problem is that once you get up to around about 4 and 8 meg, it starts to get a little bit pricey.
Yeah.
You know, it's on about £40 a month.
Mm.
But, you know, once my contract with them is up, then hopefully Bulldog will be fixed our customer service problems.
Sure.
And maybe some service problems, and I'll switch to, I mean, that's me next year, so hopefully should have.
Cool.
Because I won't get rid of this fucking BT line.
Yeah, I mean, BT are the suck sores. They have good customer service, but that's about it. That's it.
Not the ones I've spoke to. Oh, fuck no.
Do you want to take over Skype?
Do I want to take over Skype?
Yeah, do you want to take the topic?
Yeah, I thought you meant
no.
I was like,
let's just take over Skype. Yep.
We own Skype.
Yeah, we've just, that's it. Official now on Hacker Voice Radio, we own Skype. That's it.
Oh. Skype opens up to developers. Internet telephony firm Skype is opening up its technology to third-party developers. The move means that coders will be able to integrate Skype's presence and instant messaging services into their website or applications. In opening up to third-party developers, Skype boasted that it was creating the largest open instant messaging platform in the world.
Wow.
The SkypeNet and Skype web application programming interface will be opened up as part of the wider Skype developer program, which already has supports a community of partners and developers. And by the way, see the partners and developers?
Yeah.
You're talking about big companies, big impressive companies, like MCI, BTE, Big Blue, I think is on them, is in there with them as well. The firm says that its software has been downloaded 150 million times in 225 countries and territories since its launch 2 years ago. Yeah. That is fucking impressive.
That is very, very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
And we've just been joined by Kissick in the Hacker Voice radio channel.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Mr. Kissick.
More than 51 million people are registered to use Skype's free services, and 2 million people have created accounts for Skype's paid services such as Skype In and Skype Out.
Yeah.
According to a recent study by the network management firm Sandvine, Skype accounts for 46% of all American voice over IP traffic.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
It is. 46. A fuckload, yeah.
I think I saw something somewhere that there is, it was been in the forums that there's millions, it was Black Ratchet said that how many millions of VoIP customers there is, and Skype accounts for 46% of them.
Wow.
That's a shitload.
It is a shitload of customers. And you have to think about it. Why? Because it's such a simple program to use. All you need is a microphone and an internet connection.
It's also incredibly cheap as well.
That's true. It's free when you consider it. Skype Out is very, very cheap. It's even cheaper than calling cards.
Yeah, that is. Oh, sound issues. Hang on.
Okay. We are currently testing out Google Talk as our backup system. I think it might even take over and be our primary conference program regarding voice quality. So we will have Skype for separate maybe conferences and mainly for Skype In and Skype Out.
Yeah, just taking incoming calls and stuff.
Yeah.
The problem that I had was actually my end. I've got a dodgy wire for my headphones. So. Yeah. I just need to fix that later on. But, did you know that hackers are terrorists?
I didn't, as far as I... Last time I looked.
Well, under British law, they are.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to, say goodbye to you guys now, and, I'll see you in 5 years' time.
Yeah, we don't want to go over to Guantanamo Bay. Bye-bye!
Yeah.
This, the Terrorism Act of 2000, which has been in place since 2001... actually says that hackers are cyber terrorists. And,
everyone's a terrorist! Come on! Join us!
Yeah. Under the banner of cybercrime, hackers have also been written into the definition of a terrorist. Anyone who tries to seriously disrupt an electronic system...
Ah. Right. This could be anything.
Listen to the wording they're using, though. Seriously disrupt an electronic system.
Electronic system.
Right.
How many electronic systems are there? Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
Right, electronic systems, right? With the intention of threatening or influencing the government or the public, and they do it to advance a political, religious, or ideological cause, then they're a terrorist. That is the exact wording of this act.
Let's take this out here. I'm going to do my little sound clip.
Stop! Okay. Have a time!
And we're just going to stop here for a second and consider ideological and political, okay?
Right.
Our ideology is freedom of speech.
Freedom of information.
Freedom of information and also politics, because this is this is what we're about. It's like, oh my god, we are terrorists.
What essentially the same, right? I've written on our website what a hacker is, and a hacker is an engineer, a smart programmer, and someone who is certainly smarter than the fucking government. And what they're saying is, you can't be smarter than us. We don't like that. You're a terrorist.
You're a terrorist. You goddamn terrorist. I'm going to come in here and bomb your country.
I can finish reading the article. It says, this sounds like an impossibly vague law, and critics are split on whether it would be simply unworkable or whether mild offenders will be treated as dangerous criminals.
Oh, God.
So, if you say, for example, you have a virus on your computer which you did not know about, and you signed on to someone's wireless network, someone just automatically connects you, you've got your laptop sitting in your computer, right? When you're driving, you stop at traffic lights, the worm of ice detects a new network connection, it goes through it and spreads itself.
So you're a terrorist.
technically that's disrupting an electronic system. So by something that isn't your fault and something you didn't mean to do and something that you didn't know about, you are then convicted as a terrorist.
Definitely.
And it means, actually, I've downloaded the entire act, right, and it says you're not allowed to preach religious or political or ideological causes.
Wow.
Which means, right, that everything that happened at the UK elections is terrorist acts.
Yeah.
Because they were promoting their political party.
But they're the government.
Exactly. So, but we all know the fucking government is terrorists anyway. I mean, just look what's happened the past 4 years, right? So, it's really stupid, but I've got a funny idea that they're going to use this act on someone in the UK just to make an example out of them. That's why I'm to all 10 of our listeners, if we're that lucky, you know, be careful.
Yeah, be very, very fucking careful. And we have to be careful.
Yeah, don't piss off the government, because if you do, they're going to want to make an example out of you. And if they do, they're going to crack down and it's going to fuck the whole lot of us up. So whatever you do, if you're going to be hacking, be careful.
Sure.
You know, I just got someone saying something to me.
It is...
Yeah, I blame you, Scobie. Whatever you got to say?
I was just going to say, we're treading on very, very thin ground and on very thin ice, in fact. If we get too public, I'm talking about us, what will happen is that we'll attract the wrong kind of attention. Now, we can only promote ourselves in the best possible way that we are doing so now. And it will eventually become a problem, because we are preaching, if you can say that word, political and ideological things. Now, this is coming up very, very fucking close to the Iron Curtain, okay? This is like fucking KGB stuff, okay?
Yeah.
We don't want to be going that way in a free society, and I say that in quotation marks, okay? Because we're slipping into the way that USA is currently now. So let's say we were saying the other government is doing this, the government is doing that, be careful, ID cards, RFID, this and that and this and that, okay? We're saying this every show, and we are. One day I'm going to get a letter through my door saying, shut up.
Yeah, if you don't get a letter, I don't think they'll send a letter, I think they'll actually pay you a visit.
Yeah, they'll go, Belial, they won't say my, you know, hacker name, obviously, they're not that elite. That's why I'm going to secure my house with various implements.
Machine guns. Get the A-team.
Target locked on. You have 5 seconds to leave this property. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That would be so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to build something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Some sort of walk mecha.
Will be. Yeah, they probably will get us for terrorism then.
Mm. Yeah, they probably will, yeah.
Yeah.
Because why? We're protecting ourselves. Okay, you're not allowed to protect yourself. You're not allowed to encrypt yourself. You're not allowed to talk in code. And basically, you have to give up all your rights. Now, you know, I really don't see any good in that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know.
Can you... I mean, if I said to you, Scobie, I'm sorry, but you no longer are allowed to encrypt your data.
What?
And I'm going to have to monitor all your emails.
Oh.
And you're going to have to carry this identity card, and anyone can, you know your medical history, your everything about you. What would you say to that?
I don't want that. It's not fair. It's not fair. But see the whole ID card? See, if they try to get me to get one, they can fuck off.
Yeah.
Seriously, they can fuck right off. They think I'm caring something about so they can tell where I'm going? No. No way.
The UK, actually, London is probably the most surveillanced city in the world. There's more surveillance cameras in London than anywhere. The average citizen is surveillanced on their day-to-day journey by 158 surveillance cameras.
Fuck that. There's a quote that I can remember for a book. With the first link, the chain is forged. The first speech censored. The first thoughts forbidden. The first freedom denied. The chain, it changes all irreparably. Which means, as soon as you give up your rights, certain rights, you're never getting them back.
No.
Never.
It's crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah. And another quote I have, it's by Albert Einstein. He says, great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from the mediocre minds.
Mm.
Which is essentially what we're about. You know, we're smart, we're better than them.
Yeah.
But we're being shit. They've got to try and shut us up.
Yeah. And in open source news, the regular Yahoo News feature, Tech Tuesday, this week has decided to open source the software for home users. Open source for all spells out the open source ideas for regular PC users while providing some helpful links to some of the popular software. The open source PC is a guide in most popular open source apps that would be common for the home user to have. Is this source for you? Discuss the shortcomings of open source software and causes when it's not recommended. From the article, never fear, counterculture types, you can still liberate your code and experience many other perks, by becoming part of the open source movement. With a steadily increasing number of open source applications on the web, there are more projects than ever to check out. Covering nearly every imaginable application, from word processing to email applications to media players and video games.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. We are winning. We are on the frontier.
We are winning.
Yay!
Kudos to Richard Stallman and Linus Torvalds.
Yeah.
Stop! Have a time!
Anyway, talking about more idiots of idiotic authority figures.
Yeah.
This is a story, right? I just found it. Right. Forget Jedi Knights and distant computer-generated worlds. The new front line in the battle against the Empire is Wisconsin, where fearless law enforcement operatives have been purging the streets of shifty-looking galactic stormtroopers bearing laser rifles. And no, I am not kidding. This is a true story.
Come on.
Yep, the good buggers of Janesville can sleep tonight sound on their beds after locals alerted officers to a possible armed robbery at the Ramada Inn. The suspected armed perpetrator was kitted out in full stormtrooper uniform, and the Sergeant Kane Niklaus of the Janesville Police Department put it, apparently some people who saw him felt there was a threat. What they hadn't seen, however, was the marquee outside the Ramada Hotel, which carried a banner announcing the GVLCon science fiction convention.
Wow.
A bit of a giveaway. Event organiser Johan Lewandowski told the Janesville Gazette, it was kind of silly, but kind of understandable. Officer Straley advised the stormtrooper to leave the plastic laser gun inside. reports that they later busted Darth Vader for acting suspiciously with a lightsaber in local convenience store are unconfirmed.
How fucking stupid
can you get? Leave the plastic laser gun inside.
Yeah.
Well, but geez, bits of Wisconsin, so.
Come out with your force down. God.
Force crush.
I sense the disturbance in the force. Oh, God.
Oh, how fucking stupid can you get, though?
Apparently. Very.
Yeah, I know. There's an RB article I found here that's dated today. Brits are more moanier than everybody else.
Oh, right. It's probably the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The NOP World Probe of 30,000 whiners showed that a stunning 41% of Swedes complained about a company or organisation in the last 12 months. The UK managed just over the third of Polish admitting to giving fourth, narrowly beating the whining Aussies to the third spot of 30%. Next came Canada 26, ahead of Brazil, Argentina and America locked together in the fifth spot with 23%.
Yeah.
NOP World spokesman Tim Ragg said the results proved the British had lost their qualms about making their feelings known. He added, this research goes against the popular belief that as a nation we are just happy to put up with poor service and not say anything.
That's bollocks.
Yeah.
I think we complain more than anyone.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. The British nation is a nation of complainers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing as well.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you do apart from fucking complain about things? I don't know.
Also says, the days when Brits would put up a crap service are long gone, and our newfound enthusiasm for piling in at the slightest opportunity now extends to complaining ferociously about about absolutely anything, from immigrant Polish plumbers and piss poor weather, which we know is entirely the fault of the fucking EU, but we won't get into that. To gobbing off at the drop of a hat against banks, telcos, the agents, post office, the government, and you know, everything. Furthermore, the NOP poll showed that the wealthiest and the better educated respondents tended to be the most likely to speak out if they were unhappy with an organisation or company. This is a damning indictment for Russia, 6% wine there, Poland 5%, China 4%, Saudi Arabia 3%, poor old Taiwan at 1%. Although we suppose the average irate Chinese person's willingness to complain is mitigated by the knowledge that we would probably end up dead. So, cool. We moan a lot.
Yeah. In Linux news, Enlightenment DR17 on the Linux desktop. There's a new review on Mad Penguin for the latest Vector Linux release, which includes the in-development Enlightenment 17 desktop. As far as I know, this is the first DR17 has appeared. As far as I know, this is the first time that DR17 has appeared on production desktops. Even as a technology preview, all I have to say about the knowledge from Vector is absolutely off scale. Enlightenment was was in Slashdot earlier for both the involvement with Elif and the use of EPEG bits to detail thumbnailing. That's cool. The flashier the GUI, the more I like it.
Nah, I'm kind of the opposite. I prefer the old text terminal.
I know you do.
Although I don't say no to a good, nice GUI. But I actually have a really nice one set up in my main Linux box.
Yeah.
I'm using Fluxbox and I've got it so customised, you know, I'm just scared to change it anymore.
Sure.
But it really is beautiful. I need to get a few screenings.
Cool. And also, the University of Florida has a short article on the Morphing Wing Drone, the development of a small aircraft that can swoop through parking garages, drive into alleys and land on balconies. Close-up videos of the seagulls in flight was the inspiration for the design of the drone. A still image of the drone shows an aircraft that looks surprisingly gull-like. In an interview of the wing morphing in action on a static mounted drone, there's also links to quite a few more videos in the article. So that's very cool, and it looks like it could be used as a surveillance type thing.
Yeah, I was about to say that, especially when you say it lands in balconies.
Yes, if they can land in your balcony. Okay, I'm just gonna move away from that one.
Yes, that's fucking scary.
Yeah.
I mean, put it this way, I'm an aviation buff, right? I love planes, love everything
so
about it.
So do I. I actually hold a private pilot's license, so yeah.
Me too.
I do.
Got means in 2002.
Cool.
That sounds a wee bit weird. How the hell would they be able to do that landing on a person's balcony?
It's a very small aircraft. It's like a kit plane.
All right.
But it can change shape as it flies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Transformers
in disguise. No, they're robots in disguise.
Aye, that's it.
Yeah. Old school,
how
baby.
How could you forget that?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm just like 5 years old.
Other stuff we're doing, what we're doing.
Stickers, t-shirts.
Lovely articles. Oh, but that's another thing. If anybody has any articles submitted to me in text form, just a plain text file.
Yeah.
Email that to me. My email address is on the website. If you want to put anything on the article section of the site, I'm currently coding it up just now. So everything's got to be stored in the database off site, so I don't need to worry about coding up HTML every time I want to submit a new article. I can just do it as easy as I would a forum post.
Cool.
So that should be finished by Monday. Hopefully.
Excellent. Sounds good. And as I said, you know, this is a working project.
Oh yeah.
So we're still maturing, developing, and moving on.
We've actually come a long way in a short space of time.
That's
actually
very fucking true, yeah.
I didn't expect we'd have listeners this soon. True. And I certainly didn't expect, the site to be up this quickly.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we were going to take things slowly and all that, but things are moving along quite nicely.
Mm. It is very cool that things are moving on and that we're getting actually people interested in what we're doing, and we're getting people in the actual IRC channel before it was...
Yeah, last night was great.
Yeah, last night was a fantastic kind of off-the-show chat about programming, how to get yourself into hacking, different things like that. And yeah. I really do encourage those things. The only problem is that after the show, I'm quite tired and I've got to go to sleep because I've got to get up to fucking work in the morning. Saying that, feel free to drop in and ask us questions and, learn from us and we'll learn from you.
I'm always on IRC, so I might be away, but just leave questions or comments for that for me, and I will get back to you. You know, I'm always on IRC because I log all the chats and all that, because I like to read through what I've missed. You know, if I'm working or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if I'm, geeking out in my next world.
And I am on IRC from, let's say, 6 o'clock onwards till about 12, and maybe a little bit later. And we will maybe consider having a regular broadcast time, so let's say people can tune in at 9 o'clock and know that we'll be live.
We should do that. Then.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if it's just for an hour, so we can have a few hours in IRC, or maybe an hour and a half or whatever.
Definitely.
You know, a 90-minute show, I mean, that would give us a lot. I mean, last night's show, we just kept on going.
Yeah. But the thing is, we planned to bring out an episode every day. Now, that's a very ambitious thing to
We're the only hacker radio show that puts out an episode a day.
That's very true. And actually, having a hacker episode, this is not just... random bollocks, we do speak that, but it is content full sort of thing. So, yeah, it's good.
We will, as the show progresses, we will have better content. For example, we will have voice tutorials on how to do certain things.
Yeah.
Programming techniques, things about networking. I mean, I'm currently working on a networking presentation for the show. Hopefully I can get it in either the end of this week or maybe next week. I don't know, it depends how things goes, because I'm doing the site at the same time.
Definitely.
I want to
talk about networking. I want to talk about different things, different things that people might email us in and ask questions about, and stuff like that. Stuff that people want to hear, and not just random bollocks. Even though that's good, it's a refreshing change, and I can't wait to get Planet back on the show, because he makes me laugh.
Yeah, well, he's still in IRC.
I know he is. Yeah,
is he still listening?
I think he's still listening. Yeah.
Shouts to Planet.
Woo! Shouts to Planet. I hope you're having a good time there, and I hope we'll see you back.
I'm telling you, Planet. Girls, beautiful for them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, hot as anything.
Probably especially way out of my league.
Especially, American girls are so incredibly easy.
Oh, really?
Seriously. Yeah.
Hey, I'll be seeing you in 2 weeks' time, buddy.
We'll be there. We're dropping in a plane.
Yeah.
It's roasting in here. So when you talk, you get roasting.
Yeah, it is quite hot. And also, in operating system news, Windows 95 turns 10 years old. Yes, it's the 10th birthday party for Windows 95.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, you bastard.
Die!
Yes. Oh, God, I still have a Windows 95 machine.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know a few people who use it.
I don't use it. It's crap.
Planet's still there. Yeah. There's nothing you can do in it. You can't even soft the web.
Yeah.
That's shit.
And PSP 2 finally released. PSP version 2.0 has been released. Which is cool. And also, just for people that don't know or haven't heard, Google has released a instant messaging application called Google Talk, and it's currently in a beta state, which is like everything else, fucking hell. I think Skype is also beta.
No,
it's not. Okay,
no,
I must have had a beta version of it then.
Skype out and Skype in is in the beta version.
Ah, that's why then. Okay,
they're just beta services, but I think they're actually going to be making them through services.
Cool.
Because of the amount of money they've made out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, 5 listeners.
Yeah, and I think our biggest peak was 7 listeners one show.
Ooh.
That might have just been 2 people.
But a lot of listeners on replay of last night's.
Yeah.
How many did we have in that? About what, 5 again?
Yeah.
Do you know what, last night's show was the only show in which that I listened to was the one that I was on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I either need to talk up a bit or buy a new mic.
Yeah.
So.
You can't really hear what goes on during the show and then you listen back to it. I actually myself listen to my own radio show. That might be a little bit sad, but I don't know. Fucking. Because the thing is, while I'm going through the show, it's weird because you don't really take in what's happening, and then once you finish the show you listen back to it and then you're like, oh okay I've said that, oh fuck.
You're your own best critic.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh god,
I was happy with last night's though.
Yeah it was a good show. Yeah.
If anybody's in IRC who wants to talk to us, call is 01 0121 288 2554.
Yeah,
the number's actually in IRC now as well, so
it is, it's the topic,
to
And also, I've been working on a little logo for us, maybe for stickers, which is currently still in development.
But you hoovered off of Apple.
I did, yeah, I ripped off Apple for that. And fucking, you know, who isn't ripping off Apple?
Oh, that's a shame. But, yeah, we should have about, like, 5 different t-shirt designs and a lot of stickers.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to fire up Photoshop tonight and get working on that. I've actually got a few things I want to finish off first, but I'll get working on some designs, email it to you and Planet and see what you think.
Excellent. So as for any other news, we are going to be starting Hacker Voice meetings.
Yep.
And I will be organizing the London meetings, and everyone else is free to organize their own within their own city, but under some regulations. The regulations are that you must record everything that goes on, and you must pass that on to us, because we will be generating a report of everything that happened. So let's say the Hacker Voice meetings are one big meeting spread over different parts of the UK, and then once they're over, they're all collated together and published on the website. So it's as if it's one meeting in different parts, in different chunks. So we'll try and synchronize that so it happens all in one day, and people will be able to communicate with each other somehow, maybe, well, definitely through IRC, and all that is kind of brought together. Recordings or video could be cool as well, I don't know. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, one of the things that one of the things that we'll hopefully be doing in the meetings is, you know, maybe even some war games between different meetings.
Yeah.
You know, like the London and Glasgow meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, we will be setting up war game servers.
Yeah.
So that you can root our boxes for fun. And if you do, you will win a prize.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Another one of the things that... The main idea of the meetings is to educate and learn. Mm. You know, we learn off each other. And the best way to learn is to learn off people in person. You know, we share docs, share techniques, code, whatever. You know, if you have a friend that you know who's a coder or maybe wants to get into hacking, wants to know what it is,
yeah,
bring them along, you know, because we all learn off each other.
Mm. Yeah, do spread the news. If you're in school, college, high school, whatever, then tell your friends about this. Start off by saying, hey, there's these like group of nutty, crazy hackers, and they're really fucking crazy and shit, and listen to their show. The website's hackervoice.co.uk. And the reason you say that is because if they go, oh, that shit's bollocks, you know, it's crap, it won't come back to you. So if you say, oh, this is great, this is fucking great, you know, they're fabulous and all this stuff, and they're like, oh, this is crap, then they won't think much of you later on. So just to cover your own ass. But do spread the news, and we will be giving out free stuff on the next meeting. Probably stickers, mainly, depending on how much money I can save to buy some t-shirts and stuff. And obviously this is going out of my own pocket, so, you know, fucking don't take the piss.
And I just want to give another shameless plug to myself.
Yeah.
I'll be setting up a online store to sell swag and all that for like hackers, gamers, coders, shit like that, for the UK. And I'll be selling the Hackers Voice stuff, and the money that that comes in from the Hackers Voice stuff goes straight
into my pocket.
Yeah, for paying for hosting.
For paying my bitches.
For his bitches and hosting and the show and
for supporting my drug habit.
I thought I was planned that I had a drug habit.
Yeah, and buying me a new mouse.
Yes, you need a new mouse. Didn't
yeah. Nah, I'm just kidding. It is will be funneled straight back into what we do. Now, as for how much money we will probably make, it's probably not going to be a lot, but we will be trying to do that. Now, Kissy has been going on about me trying to set up an AM transmitter. I still haven't looked into that, but it is something I might be considering. Now, the problem with that is we will be broadcasting to such a wide audience that it could be anyone listening at that certain time. So the problem with that is that with this, people come to us to listen. It's not like they jump on the station and go, what the fuck? It's a one-way process. So it might be something we'll be looking at into the future with legal matters and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, we'd have to be very careful.
Very, very careful. Because if we're going, fuck the government, fuck this, fuck that, I don't think our listeners will be too happy about that. Although,
it's not just that. They'd also got to turn around and say, fuck the government, huh? Fuck you. Well, the government would be saying that.
No. Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. Yeah, if anyone's free to distribute this as well. This is a free radio show. You're free to distribute this any way you see fit. Just don't sell it.
Retransmission copying is encouraged, as yeah. They say in BaseNet.
Yeah. Transmission is encouraged, and feel free to put this on Kazaa, Google, whatever you got. Oh, Google? I don't know where that came from, but yeah.
File sharing networks.
Yeah.
Just don't sell it. Because we don't make money from this. It costs a lot of money to do.
It does, yeah.
A lot of money. So and that's why we're selling swag.
Yeah, that's why we're going to be selling some loot to kind of try and balance this stuff out. Because if we don't, we won't be around for a very long time. And we want to be here for a good amount of time because we are really, really, really focused on doing this and making something out of the UK community. You know, Bin Rev does it. They sell magazines. They sell t-shirts and stickers. Now, you know, they're selling a magazine, which is you buy the magazine from them and you get something from it. Now, in terms of us producing a magazine, I don't know about that happening, but what you are buying from us is a t-shirt or a sticker. Now, that money is funneled straight back into the show, so that means the show can keep on going. I hate asking money from people, so that's why we're going to be offering the option of actually purchasing something as a sticker or a t-shirt or a cap or something silly like that.
Plus, we're giving away things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. There will be free stuff going through.
One of the things when it comes to magazines is a big no-no, because you cannot put a monetary value on information.
Exactly.
Information is free. That's why I'm busting my chops out to get a good system in place for putting information on the site.
Yeah.
So that anyone can do it.
Exactly. So, we won't be... We're not selling this radio show. It's a free radio show. Anyone is free to listen to it. There isn't a, like, put your credit card in here and then listen button.
We don't make money from this.
Exactly. But if anyone has any concerns or any questions or any suggestions regarding our, regarding these activities, please do come forth. And we are open to anyone who's, you know, anyone.
Yeah. Good music.
Yeah, definitely. I have been considering different things, and I am a sound Nazi, so... I'm trying to sort stuff out and get good background music, get good show music, recording quality.
Talking about recording quality, once we set up the meetings and we're going to be recording them,
yeah,
make sure you have a decent recorder, you know, even like a karaoke mic.
Yeah.
And plug into your laptop or something like that, because even that would sound good.
Yeah, definitely.
A cheap karaoke mic that probably costs a tenner.
Buy a omnidirectional microphone.
Yes.
Find an omnidirectional microphone or a filtered microphone, so that when you're speaking to someone, it doesn't sound like like that. As far as everything else goes, you're free to experiment and do what you want, but just make sure that it's at least decent audible quality.
Yeah.
Which I have to say to myself as well, because the past few ones haven't been too great, but, you know, probably because I've been drinking.
Yeah. More than likely, the organisers of the events, of the meetings, will be recording it, so I don't think anyone that's, you know, going to be going along the meeting has to drag along recording equipment. You know, the organisers of the meetings across the UK, they'll be doing that. So, and if you're interested in setting up a meeting, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Make sure it's maybe about three or more people.
Yeah.
Qualify for meeting. Two people.
More than one person.
Yeah.
Would qualify.
Yeah.
Feel free to talk to yourself, of course.
Like us.
Yeah.
Or is that just me?
Looks like Kissick will be making his own t-shirts, because he doesn't want to call in, and I'm trying to bribe him to get him to call in.
This is knife. Call us.
Call us. We need to
We've
hear
been
your
on
voice.
For an hour.
Yeah. Sorry?
We've been on for an hour.
Oh, really? Oh, good stuff. It hasn't felt like an hour. It felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I just looked down. I was like, about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Stuff good. Have we got any emails?
No emails as far.
What?
No.
Email us.
We will read out all emails and voicemail.
Oh yeah, voicemail. Leave some funny voicemails. Play that, Matt.
So I'll play that weird voicemail.
Yeah, need to turn the music down though.
This is a very strange voicemail I received from a girl in Poland.
Hello.
Hello. ¿Qué tal?
Hello.
No. No entiendo. Classic. And another voicemail.
Ooh.
Oh. We're getting a call. Hello, you're live on air.
What? Hi there, this is Planet Lave, just checking in from New York. How's it going?
Planet!
What's your name and where are you calling from?
What's your name and where'd you come from?
What's your name, where'd you come from? What are your hobbies?
What's going on?
What's going on, my brother?
Not much, man.
Ah, okay.
So where are you?
I've been in for 5-10 minutes or so. I've got this shitty little calling card. You know, it's giving me a shitload of hassle. Mainly just wanted to check in and say I've been listening to the show tonight, you know, and I've been in the IRC.
Yeah.
Not anymore. The connection's finally wigged out.
Yes.
But yeah, loving it.
Good,
and
good.
I love what Scope has done with the opening tune. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it is great stuff, yeah.
Do you hear me?
Can you hear Scobie?
Can you hear me? Hello.
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 Hey, you can hear me.
Yeah, yeah, you know, my shit is good, baby.
It's good to
see you. All these strip clubs in New York you were telling me about.
What's that?
All these strip clubs in New York you were telling me about.
There is a lot of them. They're called gentlemen's clubs.
Ah.
There's thousands of them in the Yellow Pages.
I've
so don't look for strip clubs or lap dances or anything like that. It's called gentlemen's clubs.
Oh, yeah. I have actually seen them, but I don't think my wallet can take it, to be honest.
No. So,
anyway, just a quick call. Just wanted to check in and say you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With you soon.
Can't wait to get you back on the show.
That's it.
Yeah. And I think we've lost him. Yes, we have. You
What's
still
that?
There? Yeah, we've just lost Planet.
Skype?
Yeah, no. I think you just dropped the call.
All right.
And I just want to play a voicemail I received from Ionix, if I may.
Lyle, this is Ionix. I wanted to talk to you for a little while. If you want to give me a call, I'm in the United States at area code 94.
There we go. And I'm not going to reveal his number. Are you still with us? Scobies? Hello? Scobie? Looks like my shit's going down. Let's call him back. Hello?
Hiya.
Hey, something happened there. Looks like you went on mute or something. I don't know.
No, what it was is my toe got caught in the mic while I pulled it out.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, it was good to hear from you, Planet. And I hope you'll call us back sometime soon.
That was good to hear from him.
Yeah, definitely.
The first on-air call.
Yeah. The first ever on-air call from USA.
But, if anybody wants to come on the show, call in, it's the only way you can do it. Even if you just have Skype, you don't have to use a phone.
Yeah.
Use Skype or,
Because it's free.
No, yeah.
And if you want, we can call you as well.
Yeah, if you don't have, available bandwidth, you know, just give us a number and we'll call you.
Yep.
Because we get phone calls for free.
Yay!
We're jammy bastards.
Yes.
You know, all the BT people just got to be so jealous of being there. You know. Oh my god, Scobie gets free phone calls, a bastard. And I was like, I ain't at National States for 2 pence a minute.
You hacksaw, you.
People don't seem to understand what voiceover IP is.
No.
And I'm trying to say, you know the internet? Yeah, it's the thing with all the virus and stuff. It's a phone that goes through the internet, but how does that work? Does it know phone another computer? And I was like, no, it phones a phone.
It jumps off the internet onto the standard phone lines.
Yeah, no, trying to explain that to people is impossible.
Yeah, but the thing is,
uneducated fuckwits.
People don't understand that when you pick up a call and you dial somebody's number, that is actually going over voice over IP. It's not a analog call. There isn't a wire that buzzes another wire. you go straight into the switch. That switch converts your call into a digital signal. Then that is passed through the trunk all the way around the UK and back out to another phone, down the wire, down the switch, down your cable, down into your phone. It rings your phone, you pick up, and you hear the person on the other end. Wow.
But the thing that people see, the thing that people don't seem to understand is that you need a high-speed internet connection such as broadband to use your phone. That's the thing that people don't seem to understand. Mm. That's the hardest thing to explain to them. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck off, it just works.
Yeah. Okay.
Do I need to use a computer to use a phone? I was like, no, you just have a phone. You date it, you dial it as you normally would, and then you talk to the person.
Yeah.
Okay, but do I need to have the computer on for it to work? No.
All you need.
By the way, I'm talking about my mum here because she doesn't have a clue about technology.
No. So, are you sure that you don't need a computer? Like, no. Like, is there
fuck
like?
Off.
Just there's got to be a possibility. Come on, how does it work? It's magic, okay? Oh. It works with magic.
Oh, I don't know, magic stuff. I got accused of being Professor Snape from Harry Potter today.
What is that?
Because my hair is exactly like his at the moment.
Oh god, I've got to see a picture of you. You're so secretive, man. I don't even know what you look like.
Ooh.
And you've
do you know, I keep meaning to scan the photos in
yeah.
from New York. I keep meaning to scan them in, and I keep forgetting to pick up the scanner. I'll definitely get it tomorrow. I'll just go there and just like scanner. Okay, get it. That's it.
And the only picture up on the site of anyone is me, and it's like,
it's
oh
you.
Come on, man, I'm not a media whore. Fucking hell. Oh, well.
Yeah. Good show.
Yeah. And shall we call it shall we call it a show tonight?
Yeah, let's call it a night. Saves having to put another big massive show up for the wee dial-up users to download.
Yeah. And the closing music will be Zerl, Streets Are Our World.
Cool.
Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed
and
this show.
Yep, and it's good night from Scorpio.
Good night from Belial.
Ta-ta.
The street is my world. If I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here?
I'm picking up these broken pieces. We're just monkeys throwing feces. Steady playing on your knees in weakness. Weird folk, religious creases. Dogmatic thesis, like John Brown. Ain't no way I let this shit go down. Fuck the rich, religion, and those who wear the crown. More adjectives than nouns. Fuck with tightly wound, frozen frowns. I can taste this hate. We can erase the rape. Wait for no savior with robe or cape. We don't believe in fate. Any future you got, you create. Way too wrapped up in religion to concentrate. Eyes bigger than belly, and you got a full plate. Way too underground to be touched. These labels can't relate.
If this class struggle ain't worth a damn, if I'm black when I'm born, am I considered a man?
Maybe.
It's like Warren Beatty. For me to get information, I have to be Dick Tracy. Zerl laced me, told me I have socialist opinions. From that I realized he was right. Rich folks tripping, no bullshitting. Whether it's written or shown on TV, it's big to see that poverty's worth repeating. Rich folks cheating, they support the institutions. What would they do if all criminals stopped shooting? Go bankrupt, keep their money so people can't touch. But still get credit to spouses whose name they made up. Trips to Vegas, but when we sing they Dr. Baker, the working class makes shit happen for trips to Vegas.
The street is my world.
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right?
The street is my world.
If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here?
The street is my world.
On the rich we steady creeping. It's time to organize. You ready for this meeting? Against injustice we fight in the streets and we're burning up cause we right in the heat and shoulder to shoulder comrades. We march to people, to the masses. Fuck fashion, my folks are my passion.
motion in my mind, revolutions flashing. We're serious, oblivious, unity we wish. And they scattered like a broken dish. Money matters till death plants a kiss. Like gypsies we grift, drift and riff. Too many atrocities to list. Go to jail or slit your wrist. It's my philosophy like Chris. Y'all will never catch me. My heart's like an Apache. We punch through the social flu. Our emotions are painted blue. We have no clue. Childish ways that we outgrew. Our wildest days that we barely lived through. This world a joke. Can't you see this joke is choking me? Capitalism, failure is the poor's plea. The rich say fuck the trees. Play us like a tease. They been stole the honey. Where the fuck the bees? In the shade. It's 96 degrees. I'll bust your chain to break mine. To kill this giant of the beanstalk we must climb. Fuck petty tyrants. 100 million ain't afraid of dying. For freedom we're wildin'. We don't need them. Money, jewelry, styling.
I know we hit hard. Explicit is so blatant. Fuck the government. The police are so racist. You want the basic. We want the average. No more than the mass. Just enough to say we have shit. It's drastic. The devil's advocate. Just give me your toys and I'm a wizard. Everybody is happy shit. I grew up a bastard with no father figure. My mom held she down until the cancer killed her. Now I'm the nigga responsible for what I do. I got my nephew, my brother, class, life, and NF2. I got responsibilities. It's on our shoulder. It's not how much money you have, but who's the holder?
Maybe I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that for not doing enough, for not giving enough, for not being more perceptive, for not being aware enough, for not understanding, for being stupid.